Whenever I mean Monday morning, everybody, Monday, January 16, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel. This podcast brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here. Who else would it be? A very hoarse Tom Drake. It hasn't gone away yet. It's not COVID, and I don't have a fever. It's not influenza A. I just sound like Harvey Firestein. Last night at karaoke after the show, I could actually sing a little Lou Rawls. You'll never find. Badly, but I could sing Lou Rawls. Anyway, we are arriving in Cozumel as I record this. Cozumel, of course, the home of $5 t-shirts and cheap tequila. And if and cabs that are so small legally to drive in the U.S., you have to become a Shriner. I think we're almost alone today. We're in the closest pier to town. That's a good setup. And I don't think there's a lot of big ships in with us, because when there are a lot of big ships in with us, it is unbelievable trying to walk down the street because there's so many people trying to sell you, diamonds and tanzanite and marmite and cellulite and everything else with it at the end of it. So you all know what Cozumel's about. I don't need to tell you. It's a massive tourist stop for the cruise industry. Let's get to it. Let's get this done. I don't intend to go to the ship's doctor. I'll say no more about that, but I will wait. And day after tomorrow, when we're in Miami, I will go to an urgent care center, which is about one step above. All right, cue the music. And this is a follow-up to a story that we ran on Friday. I think it was Friday. It might have been Thursday. Oh, no, it was Friday the 13th. I announced that in San Diego, they had put a new outlet in for shore power so that two ships could plug in. And on, I said, don't do it on Friday the 13th. Don't do it. Don't do it, because you can both plug in at the same time and pop a breaker, and Gavin Newsom would have to get involved. But it worked. I read the story this morning on Friday that Disney Wonder and the Insignia from Oceania Cruises plugged into shore power, and bada boom, the only thing that happened is all the car washes in San Diego stopped running. That's all. But it worked. All right. I'm pretty happy about that. You know, this is an interesting story. I talked about Virgin Voyages and their Safe to Play kit, and I've talked about the fact they're an adults only. Their slogan should be, go to hell if you're over 50. Here's what's ironic. Recent studies among all the travel agents selling Virgin Voyages, the average guest is 48 to 49 years old. They are not getting what they want. They want that young 30-year-old with a lot of money working on Wall Street, never been on a cruise. He's going to come on. He's going to get crazy. He's got his time to play kid. He's got his sex hammock. He's got everything. And you know what they're getting? Average age 48 to 49. That is the average age in the industry. That's what celebrity has. We're a little higher than that. Now they're changing their tune. They're saying, even though we don't want kids, that's the number one reason people are booking Virgin, and I didn't think that would ever happen. They just don't want to see any kids at all. Now they're changing their tune. We're not necessarily looking for the real, real young ones. We're looking for the people that are young at heart. Young at heart with a lot of Viagra. What do you got to do? They have to adjust, you know. Let me tell you, their target demographic is 34 to 62, but they're getting 48 to 49. I do not discount anything that Richard Branson does. They'll figure it out. But it's just kind of ironic because the no kids rule is working for them. That's the number one reason, according to their clients, the number one reason that people book Virgin. Now, whether they book it again and again and again, I don't know. I've talked to some people that sailed on the Scarlet Lady, the whatever. Understand, it's different there. They have drag shows. One of the things they are, what is happening, they're attracting the LGBTQ XMLOMNOP, I don't know. There's a lot of letters anymore. Used to be just friends of Dorothy. Anyway, a lot of people from different walks of life, different styles of living, they are trying Virgin because, according to one of their marketing people, they are an accepted community. We are the most accepting community. That's bull. You know, look, we're Oceania doesn't have drag shows. Okay, so they're more accepting. I mean, if that's the only reason you're choosing a cruise line because of the drag show, well, then Virgin's the one for you. This is ironic. This is very it's an irony Monday. Carnival Sunshine. This ship is called the Carnival Sunshine. They're sailing a four-night cruise out of Charleston, South Carolina. That's gruesome. One port of call, Nassau. So they're just scooting. They're scooting and they're booting and they're booting scooting from Charleston, South Carolina, right down there to Nassau. Well, they couldn't even get into Nassau. The weather's so bad on that side. We got very lucky. We were on the other side last cruise. We're over on the Mexican side this cruise. They weren't able to go to Nassau, so they didn't go anywhere. They had a four-day cruise to nowhere on a Carnival ship. That's a lot of macaroni and cheese, children. I'm telling you right now, that's a lot of children eating macaroni and cheese. That's a lot of pizza. But the Carnival Sunshine couldn't find sunshine. They're not alone. There were several ships on the other side. The Royal Caribbean's Liberty, the Seas, and every... You know, they say that the winds in Nassau were 32 to 40 kilometers per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. You have to understand, these ships are very tall. And they have bow thrusters. But honestly, a good gust of wind can... And they also have Italian captains on Carnival. And they have a tendency to get a little fast, a little heavy on the metal on the pedal, you know what I mean? So they said that with that. So the people got like $100 on board credit. And they also got 50% credit towards another cruise. It was a four-day cruise, so 50% credit was probably $79, and they didn't make it. The Carnival Sunshine couldn't find sunshine. All right, let's get to this is unbelievable, because we are in Cozumel today. When we leave today, we are going through the Florida Straits back to Miami, and over the weekend, the MSC Meraviglia rescued 24 refugees. And also, what other ship? Let's see, we're not going down here. Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas. They also rescued a whole bunch of people. That's like the seventh ship since the first of the year that had to. We have no choice. It's the right thing to do, but I don't know. I mean, one of the acts posted on Facebook that they rescued these 24 people. It was very exciting, and then sad in a way. That's how Americans think. Oh, boy, this is great. Look at that. We're going to rescue some Cuban refugees, and we're going to give them a sandwich. I don't understand this. I've said it already too many times. Someone needs to tell the Cuban people that Joe Biden's not letting them in. If you come in the other way, you're fine. Come across the border of Texas, but you're not getting in through Florida. And they need to have a public service thing going on over there, because these people are risking their lives. They're getting in these rickety-ass boats, and what things are building, they're getting down in the middle of the Florida Straits and going, ah! And we rescue them. We, not me, the cruise lines rescue them, which is the right thing to do. And then they wait for the Coast Guard to come, and there they go. So, oh, here's another one. The weather. The weather was ugly. Great Stirrup Key, Norwegian Escape canceled their call there. The Prima canceled their call there. Bad weather on the other side. We got lucky because we're on this side this time. It's not great here, although it's sunny today, but it was pretty overcast yesterday in Roatan. Roatan, you know, unless you're in Mahogany Bay, where it's a little port where we pull up, and unless you go out and pet a sloth or whatever the hell they did, spank a monkey, that's pretty much what happened. This is an exciting day on Friday the 13th for Costa Rica. They had 9 ships visit Costa Rica in all of their ports on the same day, but it still only totaled 6,500 guests. That's like one big Royal Caribbean ship. But in the ports of Limon, Punta Arenas, Quepos, Playas del Coco, and the Gulf of Nicoya, I didn't know there was that many ports in Costa Rica. I've been to Limon many times and Punta Arenas many times, because when you go to the Panama Canal, you're stopping in one of those. But that's pretty exciting because, you know, they had a rough 2 years. They can use the money. They're happy to do this. Is, you know, Costa Rica is not like Bahama or Key West or Bermuda, where we don't know if they want the cruise ships. They'll take all they can get. So they had 6,500 people visit a lot of different places, and congratulations to them. This is an interesting story. Yeah, I'm zipping along. I don't think you're going pretty fast, Eddie Tommy. You're not really having a lot of opinions because my throat's killing me. Yeah, what do you think? I'm getting a lot of money for this job. Havila, I can't pronounce the last name. It's Havila Kystruten. They are a Norwegian coastal passenger service line. They're the ones. They actually have electric batteries. But they're banning electric vehicles, hybrid vehicles, and hydrogen vehicles from their ships due to the fire risk. They agreed when they got, you know, approved by Norway, they agreed to transport some vehicles because they're really a coastal cruise line, but they're like doubling as a coastal ferry. And now they decided you can't bring electric, hydrogen, because they might catch on fire. Well, that's pretty interesting because, you know, going forward, California especially, they want everybody to have electric vehicles. I don't think they use any ferries in Don't go there. Ferries in California. Shout out, Tom. But in Norway, they're very conservative people in Norway anyway. I'm not going to get into the whole technical aspect of this. You can look it up. It's in, I think it's in SeaTradeCruise.com. But this is interesting going forward. What happens, you know, all of Europe and Greek Isles and everything is all ferries. Right? It's how one point to the next, are they going to have to say, hey, we can't afford to have an electric vehicle on board because if it catches on fire, you know, it's not like a gasoline car. So this is something else for the wokers and the greenies. And according to Bent Martini, that's the guy's name. He's the managing director of Havila. I am not kidding. His name is Bent Martini, which, by the way, you can get one here in Oceania. I think it's $27. You have to be Bent to pay that price. Bent said, this is a pure safety assessment, and the conclusion of the risk analysis shows that a possible fire in fossil vehicles will be able to be handled by the systems and the crew we have on board, but a possible fire in electric, hybrid, or hydrogen cars will require external rescue efforts and could put people on board and the ships at risk. That's a huge, huge decision. You're going to say, hey, going forward, well, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to have to outfit your ship now to be able to put a fire out an electric car. How about we don't bring the electric car on? Calm down, dumb. You're never buying one, and you'll be long gone by the time they actually mandate them. So, but that's something to keep an eye on. The insurance company Alliance, they do all the travel insurance that I have, everybody has. And last year, they warned the shipping industry of the increased fire danger of lithium batteries, citing the four major hazards: fire, explosion, toxic gases, and the potential for thermal runaway. And trust me, if your thermal runs away, you can't catch it. It is fast. So, I sound like a crazy man with this. You'll never find. Da, 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 da. All right, let's finish up. This is a pretty screwy one. And last night I told a lot of people in the show who were very patient with my voice. I told them, listen to the podcast. You're going to hear things you never heard before. That's the first thing you never heard before is this ugly voice. Now, let's finish up with our good friends in Australia and New Zealand, the biofoul situation down there. Quick recap. And if you ever had your recap quick, don't, never mind. Australia, New Zealand, believe it or not, started passing these rules, laws, and things in 2018, but they weren't enforcing them, and now they're pissed. That's basically what's going on. The deal is you can't come into Australia, New Zealand with anything on your hull. Anything. Maybe you can put the wiper strapper on it, but you can't put anything else on there. You can't have bugs and snails and potential oysters and tube worms. I'm learning all these names I never heard of. So now they're catching ships left and right, and the guy that's in charge down there, he's a lariat, Paul Haggard or Haggis or whatever the hell his name is. He was like, hey, we warned them. I can just hear the guy. We warned them, and they didn't listen to us, and now we got them. Well, they got them, because in the last week and a half, seven ships, Celebrity Eclipse, Oceania Regatta, Queen Elizabeth, Regent Seven Seas Explorer, Viking Orion, Azamara Quest, and Coral Princess, they have all made itinerary change because they got caught by Paul. Paul caught them. We got them. Oh, and he sounds nasty. And he had a big meeting. They had a big meeting with the New Zealand Cruise Commission, because obviously this is a big problem. You have seven ships that were, you know, whatever. And he reminded everybody that these have been enforced. These rules have been enforced since 2018, and they have not changed. And all commercial vehicles are subject to the regulations, not just you cruise ship people. And cruise ships were advised of the regulations by port agents well in advance, and again more recently. And we Biosecurity New Zealand remains fully committed to balancing the need for cruise visitors to be in New Zealand while protecting our special marine environment. Kiss my... man, if I never saw New Zealand again, I'd be fine. But they're so arrogant. They really are sometimes. I mean, come on, every pest that came into Australia came in, or New Zealand came out on the side of a ship. Get over it. That guy should probably move to California and be in charge of electric cars. I shouldn't do an update when I'm a little under the weather. That is the update for today, Monday, January 16th, 2023. I'm trying to calm down a little bit. I'm going to go off into Cozumel and get some cheap tequila. Maybe that'll work. Have a wonderful Monday. Thank you so much for for downloading this and listening to this beautiful podcast, soon to be award-winning podcast. The amount of downloads has increased dramatically. I won't give you the exact numbers because I'm making it up. But anyway, I do appreciate everybody listening. And you can subscribe. Go to bestofcradio.com. You can subscribe and get an email. But now it's everywhere. It's on every podcast there is. So it's really easy. If you have Spotify or Audible or TuneIn or iHeartRadio or Google Podcast or Apple Podcast, you can find it anywhere. So get on there and follow me, and have a good day, and have a bent martini later and think of me.